Psalm 77, want to look at verse 9. Amen. Want to look at verse 9. Amen. And we last week we did verses 7 and 8. Now we're going to look at verse 9, if you would. Amen. If you stand for the reading of God's word, it says, Now you've felt this way before. I mean, I don't know if you have, but you ever felt like God has forgotten you? Amen. I don't know if you ever felt that way, but the psalmist sure felt that way, right? And the psalmist was honest about what he felt. You know, one thing you have to be is honest with God. No matter how you feel, no matter what you're going through, you got to be honest with him. But look what he says. He says, has God forgotten to be gracious? Or has he in anger withdrawn his compassion? Selah. Let us bow for prayer. Father, we thank you. We love you. We praise you this morning. Forgive us all of our sins today. Lord, we're praying for a proper presentation of your word this morning. Forgive me of my sins, Lord. Cleanse my heart, Lord. And Lord, use this vessel, Lord, Father God, this clay vessel that you have breathed life into so that I can proclaim your word using your words, Father God, being it your voice. So we pray this morning that you'd bless the hearers of your word. May we stay attentive to the word, and may your word go inside of us and start transforming us into the people that you want us to be. We love you. We praise you, Lord, today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you, ushers. Thank you so much. Amen. I've been there before in my life where I've felt like God had forgotten me. One of the things we said on yesterday in our leadership training is for a period of time, I found out that I was operating for about 7 years. I found out I was operating according to my agenda rather than God's agenda. And sometimes it's difficult to stay focused when you are facing, amen, innumerable amount of trials, troubles, day-to-day demands on life. Sometimes it's difficult to stay focused, amen. It's hard sometimes when you're going through and you're wondering, God, how long will I be in this predicament? Anybody ever been there before? I mean, you're wondering and you're asking, and even if you're not in a situation right now, it's amazing how quickly and how easily, as believers, we can lose focus. Amen. I've lost focus before, and I've gotten to the place, amen, where it seems as if God had forgotten all about me. Last week I told you, amen, that if you're going to stay focused, you don't forget all that the Lord has done for you. That's the first thing I told you last week. Last week I told you, this is one of the most important points that I told you last week, is don't focus on the lies of the enemy. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But if you and I stay focused on his lies, he'll lie to you and tell you this person got a problem with you, or that person has a problem with you, or he'll lie and tell you, amen, that somehow God is not favorable towards you anymore. He will lie to you in so many aspects of your life that if you start believing those lies, amen, you will begin to live, amen, your life thinking that somehow God has forgotten you. Do I have anybody? I also told you that, I told you, don't forget that God is always faithful. No matter what you may be going through, you got to remember one thing about God, his attribute, that God is faithful. David, when he had numbered the people, amen, And he had numbered Israel. God told him, do not number the people. What did David do? David wanted to see how many sheep he had. He wanted to see how many people he had in his congregation. So what he did was he counted the people. God told him, don't you count the people. Don't worry about numbers. I'll make numbers count. Come on, somebody. And what David did, David disobeyed God, but then God said to David, amen, through his seer, that God told David, God told David, listen, David, here's your punishment. Either there'll be a famine in the land, that's number one. He said, pick three between three things. Either there'll be a famine in the land, your enemies will come up against you, amen, I'll put you in the hands of your enemies, or you can be in my hands, and I will discipline you. David said, be it so, God, I would rather be in the hands of God, come on somebody, amen, amen, than in the hands of man, because man will not be as merciful, come on somebody, as God. And sometimes when we're going through, we get right here like the psalmist, and we start believing that somehow God is not fair, that God is not playing fair with us. Amen. And look what he says. He says in verse, if you look at it, he says verse 8, he says, has his, now what he's doing here is literally he's questioning, come on somebody, he's questioning God's faithfulness. He's questioning God's ability because right now he's in a predicament. Watch the text. The text says, he says, has the loving kindness ceased forever? Amen. Has his promise come to an end forever? You see, David understood something that you and I need to understand. Even when God is disciplining us, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, he's really blessing us. Come on, somebody. Because after God disciplines you, he prepares you, amen, or he is preparing you for where he's about to take you. I'm talking to myself. I'm going to preach myself happy this morning because that's how I feel. Amen. But when I think back over my life and I see all the things that has happened in my life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, amen, I realize something, amen. It was nobody but Jesus. I'm going somewhere with this. See, the psalmist got to a place where he had developed a bad attitude. May I say this to you? A bad attitude with God will get you nowhere. A bad attitude about God will put you in a place, amen, where you're going to lose focus as to what's really important. Do I have anybody? And sometimes it may look tough in your life. But I got three things I want to give you this morning. I'm going to sit down. First thing I want to give you, he says in verse 9, he says, has God forgotten to be gracious? Now, that word gracious in the Hebrew, it has the idea of favor. Now, the one thing you got to know about God, his favor is for a lifetime. Do I have anybody? The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In other words, God is saying it may last a little while, but you better look forward to the next day because everything is going to be all right. You may have had a tough week. Come on, somebody. You may have had a tough month so far, but God says joy will show up eventually. Do I have anybody? And so the writer is in this place where he has lost focus. And so the first thing I want to tell you, if you're not going to lose focus, the first thing is don't focus on your feelings. May I say this to you? Feelings can fool you. Feelings can cause you to start thinking things that are not true. And it's amazing how Satan is good at playing with what I say, our emotions. Do I have anybody? Listen, you and I can disagree and then love each other tomorrow. I hope so. But when you focus on feelings, amen, it will cause you to start developing, amen, a different type of attitude towards God. See, the psalmist wasn't focused on the facts. Amen. God is compassionate. God is, this word means mercy. The one thing that describes God's attributes, amen, one of the attributes of God is he's merciful. David understood how merciful God is, amen. Mercy says that God blesses you in spite of, amen. Grace steps in and gives you what you don't deserve, but mercy comes right along and shows you favor. Compassion. God is, listen, I want to say this. When you focus too much on your feelings, and sometimes we're operating in our feelings rather than in facts. Do I have anybody? And that's where he was. He was like, man, has God, listen, first of all, God doesn't forget anything. God's ways, he doesn't have a mind like us. Amen. And what he's looking at here, the psalmist is like, man, has God really forgotten me? Has God forgotten to be favorable towards me? But watch what he goes on to say. He says, or has his anger, watch this. So now watch this. Here's the other thing. He says, or has his anger. Now, let me say this to you real quick about God. God doesn't get angry. And even in God's anger, he's merciful. And even in God's anger, and even in God's wrath, amen, he's compassionate. So the next thing I want to give you, if you're going to stay focused, you ready for this? Don't make the wrong assumptions about God. Write that down. Don't make the wrong assumptions about God. Let me show you why. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says God is slow to anger. Now watch this. The slowness of God is slower than you could even imagine. In other words, how many times have you messed up? Come on, somebody. How many times have you dropped the ball? How many times have you let God down? How many times have you turned your back? How many times have you done things and yet God was still good to you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come on, somebody. See, sometimes if we don't have the right assumption about God, we can start believing the lies of the enemy. Listen, God is slow to anger. Here's another thing about God. His ways are not like man's ways. Yeah. So in other words, when you lose focus, what you do is you bring God down, oh, come on, somebody, to your level. Yeah. And you start thinking, we start thinking, oh, yeah, God did that, or God did that, or God did that. A lot of people walk away from the faith because they have the wrong assumptions about God. But the God of the Bible is slow to anger. Amen. Now watch this. Why would God be angry like man? Think about that for a minute. So when we bring God down to our level, if your assumption about God is that he's down here and not high and lifted up, that heaven is his throne, earth is his footstool. Come on, somebody. The right view of God that he, I told you it's Tuesday night, amen, that he rides, he turns the clouds into his chariot. He wraps himself up in the wind. He stretches out the east and the west. He hung the moon and the star. He caps the mountain with snow. Come on, somebody. He puts the stars in the sky. Listen, this is what we read in scripture, that his ways are not our ways. And what I love about this God that I serve is that sometimes I lose focus as to who he really is. So the writer says, has his anger, watch this, and last point, I'm sitting down. Has his anger, has he, I'm sorry, has he in anger, watch this. See, God doesn't operate like us. Watch this now. See, here's the thing. God doesn't get mad and say, you know what? Give me that ball back. That's the wrong assumption. God, listen, God doesn't get mad and just say, you know, I'm done with you. Now, what if God was like that? See what David would, you see what David understood? David said, I would rather be in the hands of God than in the hands of man. You know what? There's no guarantee that you won't turn on, we won't turn on each other tomorrow. Get angry, get mad, and just be like, man, you know what? I ain't fooling with you no more. See, when you act like that, you don't know God. And when you think that God is angry with you to the point, listen, listen, some people are living in sin, right? Watch this. And they're projecting their little view of God. Their assumption like, oh, he's mad at me, so I ain't going to church today. It make no sense. I ain't singing in the choir. I ain't serving. Listen, we all got something wrong with us. And the beauty about serving God is, here's the beauty of serving God. He takes you just the way you are. But what Satan wants you to do is focus on your weaknesses and project your assumptions upon God. That's pretty deep to me. Watch this now. Watch what he said. Watch what he said. He says, has he in his anger withdrawn his compassion? I mean, why that word withdrawn? It means to shut out, to close down. It means the cutting off of something. Ain't that something? And sometimes it may feel like you're cut off, but that's your feelings. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. That's your feelings telling you God has cut me off. Listen, he loves you. But who the Lord loves, he disciplines. And the Bible says that we have earthly fathers that discipline us for their good. But when God disciplines us, he disciplines us, amen, for our good. So that we would, amen, love him even more. But when you lose focus, when you lose spiritual sight, when you don't have spiritual vision, amen, you get to the place where you start feeling like God has withdrawn himself from you or taken his compassion from you. That word compassion is the same word for mercy. And so my last point is, don't get overwhelmed with your problems that you forget how good God has been to you. No, it's a long point. Don't get overwhelmed with your problems that you forget how good God has been to you. Can I ask you something as I close? Has he been good to you? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Are you overwhelmed this morning where you have forgotten the goodness of God? Or maybe you're in your feelings this morning and you have lost focus of the fact that God is still in the blessing business. And today, as I close this message, I just want to say to somebody here today, amen, doesn't have to be long, but it's got to be strong.
Amen.
Amen. Don't focus on your feelings. Amen. Don't make the wrong assumptions about God. And lastly, don't get overwhelmed when you forget how good God has been to you. Anybody here this morning? Maybe you've lost focus. Listen, I've gotten to my feelings before. And what the psalmist is helping me with is to realize, man, when you get into your feelings, you can forget the God of the Bible And if you need me to pray for you this morning, amen. Pastor, I want to get focused. I need to be focused. But maybe my feelings, maybe I put my feelings into it. Or maybe I'm so overwhelmed with what I'm going through that I've forgotten, like the psalmist, I've forgotten, amen, what God has done.